The new West Willow Neighborhood Association is on a mission to improve traffic safety in their area. The group has noticed an increase in traffic since the American Center for Mobility opened at Willow Run earlier this year. Joanne McCollum is president of the association and provides information from a daily traffic study conducted by the Washtenaw County Road Commission.
Prior to that, the change of the roads, it was 5,336 cars going down Tyler Road, which is another primary road in the neighborhood. Now it is 6,216 coming through the neighborhood.
To accommodate the autonomous vehicle testing site, MDOT retired the westbound section of US 12 near Wired Road. The eastbound section was split to allow cars to drive in both directions. The American Center for Mobility has been working with MDOT and the Washtenaw County Road Commission on their track layout. Mark Chaput is Vice President of Construction and Infrastructure Development at ACM.
The only thing ACM could do was continue to look at how our business traffic is utilizing those roadways and then coordinate and cooperate with both of those public road agencies to achieve any type of resolution that's possible.
After conducting the traffic study, the Washtenaw County Road Commission is taking a closer look at how the changes on US 12 have impacted the West Willow neighborhood. Cheryl Soderholm-Siddle is managing director of the commission.
The intent is to come back within the next month or two with potential solutions or at least alternatives that can be considered to potentially at least manage the traffic that would be in the area.
But the new West Willow Neighborhood Association is not waiting for the county or MDOT to take action.
This is a neighborhood traffic safety meeting.
The association hosted a community meeting earlier this week at their headquarters where over 20 concerned residents and local leaders packed a small gathering room. Resident Norma Gentile expressed her concerns about speeding.
I would like them to lower the speed limit on US 12 to 45 miles an hour from the 55 that's currently there. I believe that psychologically 55 says it's open highway.
Gentile added that she's also concerned about how fast cars are going along the nearby I-94 service drive. Washtenaw County Road Commission Managing Director Cheryl Soderholm-Siddle addresses this particular issue that falls under her jurisdiction.
Speed limits are determined jointly on county roads between the County Road Commission and Michigan State Police with support by the township. That is actually written into the Michigan Vehicle Code as far as the process that we need to go through, and it's primarily determined by what's called the 85th percentile speed, which is really the prevailing speeds that are along that roadway. If that's not something that we've done recently, then that's certainly something we can take into consideration, but it would have to be done jointly with Michigan State Police.
I'm the traffic services supervisor for the entire county.
Sergeant Daryl Campbell from the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office also attended the meeting. He says after hearing about the speeding concerns, especially on Tyler Road, traffic enforcement will take place.
We're going to be doing Wired anyway. So it's going to be a natural thing for the traffic guys that are on Wired to probably hit Tyler as well. You know, and they're going to definitely, I can't imagine they're not going to be shooting laser onto Tyler, probably from Wired, I would guess, because that's a really nice spot to be for a traffic car.
MDOT engineer Paul Ajeba carefully listened to all the concerns expressed at the community meeting. While he understands their frustrations about certain issues, such as improving road signage, the engineer says you have to keep in mind how certain changes could affect other parts of the West Willow neighborhood.
It's a string. You pull on one, you know, a lot of other stuff will go. For instance, the idea of extending Tyler Road all the way to Wired, you have to get the neighbors that are directly affected involved in that decision-making process. The guy that lives at the end of Tyler Road, he may not want that increased traffic. So what are we going to do about him?
The new West Willow Neighborhood Association wanted to be clear that they're glad that the American Center for Mobility opened in Ypsilanti Township, but they still want their traffic safety concerns to be addressed. Jorge Avillon, 89.1 WEMU News.